Tickets for the Foo Fighters a week from tonight. We've got those coming up for you in less than an hour right here on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder. We have Who's Naked Now? A man wearing only a tablecloth was arrested for Grand Theft Auto. Is there going to be just one more episode of Stranger Things? And is it going to be tonight? We will discuss what is up with Florida. A guy almost stole a car with a baby in the back and then returned it quickly once he found out there was a baby in the back. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. Plus another chance for you in less than an hour to win these. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no.
Loser! 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 Loser!
After 10 years, 5 seasons, 42 episodes, billions of streams, and one in-theater finale, Netflix's Stranger Things is over. Or is it? Sorry, that's my phone. Is there another episode tonight? A lot of people are really guessing online that there's a hidden, secret 9th episode to season 5 of Stranger Things, because it ended really weirdly for them, and all of the things that this series has pointed toward sort of didn't happen. Like, it had a happy end. Oh, spoiler alerts, by the way. Sorry. Spoiler alerts, Stranger Things. This is part of the season, and the bad guy, Vecna.
A dark wizard.
You are weak and fragile. Like all the rest of them.
It wasn't you.
It was him.
Doesn't have a happy ending, I'm afraid.
That sounds like the Joker, doesn't it? It sounds like Heath Ledger as the Joker when he says that.
Doesn't have a happy ending, I'm afraid.
And I gotta tell you, a lot of people listen to that and go, spoiler alert, it had a happy ending.
Then out of nowhere, he walked in here and it was like something had changed.
And he's scared. He's so scared.
Is this what made Henry bad?
I don't know. It's like he only sees the darkness in us.
And you will break.
I gotta tell you, Vecna is a great bad guy. Right up there with Darth Vader for me.
Don't let it win.
He did not make me into this.
Wake up, eat, work, sleep, reproduce, and die. Man is broken.
I could make my own rules.
Become the predator I was always born to be.
I could have resisted it. I chose.
What?
To join it.
What?
We are.
We are
one.
Is there a secret episode 9 tonight on Netflix? I honestly don't know, but I hope so. We have your tickets to see Foo Fighters 1 week from tonight. Don't call right this second, but we'll tell you when to call in about 3 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Would you like to see the Foo Fighters next Wednesday?
Yes,
you are. You are caller 20. You won those tickets to see him at the Forum.
That is awesome. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Thank you for joining me today. It is time for People Are Dumb. This is a car thief, and this is one of my favorite stories.
Thief thinks he swipes a car and gets away, except he's busted by a baby.
Oh, I hate it when you get busted by a baby. But I do love the dance music they put to this story.
Caught on camera, a Brevard County man steals a car only to discover there's a baby in the back seat.
All right, so he's not busted by the baby, but there is a baby in the car he stole, and he was unaware of that.
This new surveillance video from a gas station shows that crime that was foiled by a one-year-old in the rearview mirror. Fox 35's Esther Bauer is live for us in Cocoa now. So, Esther, what did the suspect say after returning that car?
Hey, I didn't know about the baby. My bad.
Luann, he allegedly said he was sorry and he wouldn't have taken that vehicle if he knew there was a baby in the back seat.
Do they give you like a mulligan for that? Hey, I didn't know there was a baby. I wasn't trying to kidnap.
Now, this alleged car thief didn't get very far. In fact, he didn't leave this parking lot. He was trying to get out of the area fast.
He jumped in the car, drove out to the street to make a right turn.
And turn right over here on US 1. But then he saw that baby in the back seat. So he started to back his car up and actually parked it where he found it.
So the car was back where it was, 30 seconds beforehand. Now a very impressive witness.
It's just crazy. What is this world coming to?
I mean, that's a solid observation.
The woman running out of the store is the child's mom, who confronted him about allegedly stealing her car and kid. Mullis allegedly told the mom,
"Ma'am, I'm sorry. I did not know your child was in here. Had I known that, I wouldn't have taken your car." And at that point, got out of the car and fled.
Ma'am, your thoughts again?
It's just crazy. What is this world coming to?
Stranger Things spoiler alert.
So the theory all starts by going in with the mentality that Mike was actually put under Vecna's curse, and that a lot of season 5, especially within the finale, is all an illusion and a trick for the audience and Mike.
All right, slow it down a bit. We're going to talk about that. Is there a secret finale tonight? Coming up right after Steve Harrington on the world famous K-Rock. I don't know if you remember the show Lost, but it was one of those TV shows in the, I believe it was in the 90s, maybe 2000s, I don't know. It was one of those things where they had 1,000 questions and most of them ended up unanswered. And Stranger Things is one of those shows where it's based on basically D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, and the people that play that, they look for clues, and this whole community around Stranger Things are picking out little things that might lead to the conclusion that the finale, which was New Year's Day, wasn't the finale. That it was a fake, and there's a new surprise finale tonight on Netflix. This is the kind of stuff they're quoting.
So the theory all starts by going in with the mentality that Mike was actually put under Vecna's curse, and that a lot of season 5, especially within the finale, is all an illusion and a trick for the audience and Mike.
All right, so to slow it down some, what they're saying is a lot of the finale for Stranger Things was all in the character Mike's mind, and it didn't actually happen.
And going with what Lucas said so many different times throughout the final season, I don't believe in coincidences.
All right, one of the characters did say that. Now here's where it starts getting shaky for me.
If you zoom in on one of the brand new posters we got for the final season, you can actually see Mike and Vecna side by side with each other being connected by the Mind Flayer.
I mean, I guess it does look like they're connected with the Mind Flayer in that poster earlier this season. Man, if you don't watch the show, I sound like an idiot.
During the graduation and Will's coming out scene, so many of the characters can be seen standing just like Vecna with his hands crossed.
All right, so now they're looking at the people at the graduation and how they are holding their hands. You're losing me.
Multiple different times throughout the final episode, you can see characters staring directly into the camera, almost as if they're breaking the fourth wall.
Maybe.
It's almost like a variation of the Truman Show, a show within a show. And this Time magazine poster that we got a couple of months ago looks very much like the Truman Show poster.
All right, now you're saying a poster looks like a poster from another show. What was that, 20 years ago?
Marketing that's come from Netflix themselves has teased that something is coming on January 7th.
They have teased something's coming January 7th, which is today, tonight, on Netflix.
If you go ahead to your Netflix account and look up Season 5, Episode 9, and What's Next, why is Stranger Things the first thing that pops up if there's no 9th episode?
Honestly, you're wearing me out now. I have no idea.
How come on January 1st, right after they posted the title card for the final episode, Chapter 8, The Right Side Up, they posted a blank screen, almost as if there's a secret episode coming next.
I don't know, but I'm uncomfortable making a prediction based on a blank screen. Come on, people, you're wearing me out. Is there going to be a Stranger Things secret finale tonight or not? I don't care. I just want to know. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday joins me at 4 o'clock every day for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number 1, young people are placing nicotine pouches, which go usually on the inside of your upper lip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're placing them in their buttholes and foreskins to see if they feel its effects. Some users say that they got a buzz, while others say they only feel burning sensations and get rashes and swelling. Huh. Health experts warn against the trend, obviously, which can cause skin damage and lead to addiction. A 19-year-old said he and his friends placed them under their foreskins because they were curious.
Oh, my God.
He said the only effects he noticed were burning and a rash the next day, and he had to go to the hospital. Another man said him and his friends got drunk, and one forgot to take out the nicotine pouch from his area. The next morning, he woke up and his penis was red and very swollen and hurting. It was the first and last time he tried it.
Why do we as a species, when we're babies, we put everything in our mouths. Yep. And when we grow up, it all goes in our butt.
All goes in the butthole.
Stop it.
The fact that health officials have to actually tell people to not do this is alarming. Number two, a teenager is facing criminal charges after attaching googly eyes to a public sculpture worth around $88,000.
Oh, wow.
What started as a harmless joke escalated when officials found that the adhesive caused surface damage to the valuable artwork. As the piece is a protected public asset, any modification is qualified as vandalism in the eyes of the law.
Is that true of the stand-up of Klein as well?
Well, so that's what I was going to say is, you know, there we've got this cardboard cutout of Klein over here, and engineer Rich and I decided to put googly eyes on it.
Oh, just name names. What's wrong with
you? Well, okay. Well, I'm throwing myself under the bus, too. And I feel like it enhanced the experience by like 70%.
You've made it better.
So to be honest, when I saw the picture of this sculpture, I just thought that makes it a million times better. This kid should be let off the hook. This is a public service.
He should be paid.
He should be paid. I agree. Okay, and number three. A man unintentionally went viral after a car crash landed him in the hospital and revealed a shocking truth. One by one, five women showed up at his bedside, each believing they were his one and only girlfriend. The woman had been emotionally and financially supporting him, some for years. The bizarre situation sparked widespread media attention, with the women forming a vengeance alliance to expose his lies and seek justice. But you want to know what? The car accident itself is justice enough, and I think that's karma. Karma's a bitch. All right, I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
Calling all K-Rock listeners, this is Dave Grohl.
Listen at 9, noon, 3, and 6 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Foo Fighters. Wednesday, January 14th, Kia Forum.
That's right, baby.
Lining up to get back and nab tickets.
Limited tickets at Ticketmaster.
Proceeds will go toward Hope the Mission and Los Angeles Mission.
Listen to K-Rock all week to win tickets to see our band at the Forum.
Can someone get in the back?
Courtesy of Live Nation.
World famous K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Enjoy more ways to save at Ralph's, like low prices in every aisle. And you can clip and save more with digital coupons in the Ralph's app. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's always easy to save big. Ralph's, SoCal for over 150 years. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check out this deal on USDA Choice Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roasts. Value packs are on sale for just $6.99 a pound with your car. Ralph's, SoCal for over 150 years.
The Hits, live at Yamaha Theater. January 13th and 14th. Tickets on sale now at yamahatheater.com or casino box office. A trip through all their best. Don't miss Styx Live.
You won't believe everything I just saw. I went to Disneyland, and it was the 70th celebration. First, I went to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Live, and I danced with Goofy. At night, I saw this parade. Everything was glowing. Sorcerer Mickey was there, and Lightning McQueen. Oh, then I went to this giant water show with all the Inside Out characters. And I was like, whoa. And then my parents were like, whoa. Oh, and guess what? Bluey and Bingo are coming for real life.
Make memories that last a lifetime during the 70th celebration. From Paint the Night Parade returning January 30th to World of Color Happiness. And with Bluey and Bingo coming soon, happiness is everywhere at the Disneyland Resort. Save more than 50% when you purchase the 3-day California Resident Park Hopper ticket. Total price $249. Valid January 1st through May 21st, 2026. Visit Disneyland.com for details. Savings based on regular priced adult 3-day Park Hopper ticket.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
A
Henson shoppers. If you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot. All to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Warm up your morning with a new extra value meal from McDonald's. Get a sausage McMuffin with egg, hash browns, and a small hot premium roast coffee, all for only $6. Price and participation may vary.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob 1-800-345-6789. Call Jacob.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-976-8822. That's 800-976-8822. 800-976-8822.
It's Alex Silverman from KNX News 97.1 FM. A year later, L.A. reflects on how the fires changed us and how little we've rebuilt. Nick Reiner's celebrity attorney Alan Jackson pulls out of the case, and ICE shoots a woman as she tries to drive away in Minneapolis. The mayor says,
"To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis."
Nonstop news is only on KNX News 97.1 FM.
K-R-L-K. K-Rocks 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
As you just heard, the Palisades fire started 1 year ago today. It was the most destructive wildfire in Southern California. It was started in the Santa Monica Mountains, burned Palisades, Topanga, Malibu, and then also the Eaton Fire in the Gabriel Mountains, San Gabriel Mountains. And we made a K-Rock version of Green Day's song Last Night on Earth. And it is the catch of the day today on K-Rock.
Very scary, very stressful, very strange week here in L.A. where we work, where we live, where our kids go to school. And I think I speak for all of us when I say it has been a sickening, shocking, awful experience. But it's also been, in a lot of ways, a beautiful experience because once again, we see our fellow men and women coming together to support each other.
What's left of your house?
Nothing.
And what's left of your life?
Everything.
I text the postcard sent to you. Did it go through? Sending all my love to you. You are the moonlight of my life. Every night.
Incredible people lost their homes.
Sometimes we feel alone, we feel isolated, like, oh, no one cares. But then at the end of the day, when tragedy happens, just seeing everybody from all over Corona, San Diego, all over the town, they come and support.
With every breath that I am worth, here on earth, I'm
resilient neighborhood. These people will come back. They will rebuild, and we will all help each other.
I actually came down because my family lost everything as well, and I was coming down for the resources that was given out here. While I was here, I realized 10,000 of my neighbors were out here as well.
Wow, what an incredible just testament to what it means to be an Angeleno.
When I looked outside, there's embers flowing across my yard. My whole neighborhood is gone.
You're smiling. Why are you smiling through this storm?
Because there's tomorrow, you know.
You've always called Los Angeles home, or you've made this place your home. This is our town. And when disaster hit, people remembered what matters most, thinking beyond themselves to help each other.
Because this is Los Angeles, and these are the Angels.
That is the K-Rock version of Green Day, Last Night on Earth, the 420 catch of the day today on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be hooking you up with your tickets to see My Chem at the Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
For me, church is a Foo Fighters show.
1,000%.
And we've been saying November 14th. It's a week from today.
1 week from today.
That is crazy. Woo! We've got your tickets coming up on the World Famous K-Rock. Why do people put stuff in their butts?
I think people really like to test the boundaries.
I have an exit-only policy. It's been my policy since I was a kid. I'm happy with it. I don't feel the need to change that policy.
Understandable, Cab Dog.
What's the latest story?
Okay, so young people are now placing nicotine pouches, which usually go, you know, in your upper lip.
Right.
They're putting them in their buttholes. And they're also putting them, I guess, around their foreskin as well. But been a lot of people having rashes, breakouts, ending up at the hospital because of this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always think, like, the first line of defense is the ER room.
Right.
And they've got that bulletproof glass there.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's wrong with you? And you have to yell, I put something in my butt.
I put a nicotine pouch up my ass.
I can't hear you. Come on. Point to your butt. What?
Oh,
why do we do that? Occasionally, we do a topic for the phone calls in the 5 o'clock hour, which we're going to do today. And today is you got something stuck in you.
And we're going to give bonus points.
Bonus points if it's your butt. But
yeah.
We do take a lot of calls. People got stuff stuck in their ear, in their nose.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever. But, yeah, you do get bonus points for putting stuff in the butt. And we're going to need those phone calls and or texts. The number is 800-520-1067. And we have a prize for the best call.
Yes, you're going to go see My Chem at the Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
You got something stuck in you. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Hello, something stuck in me.
Yes, please.
All right, this is when I was a kid and my friend had a treehouse. And trying to climb it, there was a very large splinter that was just below the platform. And I got it jammed up my nail of my finger.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
No.
Oh, it was like I've kind of hurt a lot in my life, and that still is like top 10.
Oh, I'll bet.
And you had to go to the hospital, get it taken out?
No, I was a crazy little kid and decided to just like rip my nail off and just dig it out myself.
Yeah, because you're a boy and boys are dumb. That makes sense.
Yeah. And the worst part about it happened again probably like 7 years ago.
Well,
it wasn't a treehouse. It was at a bar.
Oh, my God. I think you should stay away from wood.
Yeah, it sounds like it's you.
Well, the funniest part is I was a carpenter for like 2 years, too. So.
Excellent. All right, you got something stuck in you. Calls or text 800-520-1067. Not getting as many butts as I'd like. It's not a sentence I thought I would ever say.
But it sounded great.
The world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Megan brought in a story for three things at four.
Yeah, and it was about young people who were putting those nicotine pouches up their butts.
And we thought, that's a terrible idea. And yet people do that a lot. So we're taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 of things you got stuck in you.
And bonus points if it does have to do with stuck in the butt. And
right. You have a story like that?
Technically, it wasn't me. It was a family member. Is that okay?
Sure.
My aunt. When she was, you know, on her monthly, accidentally put one tampon in, and she already had one in.
Oh, I've heard about this. I've heard stories.
Yeah. Is that as painful as it sounds?
Apparently, it was horrible.
Oh, my. And it's really dangerous.
Yeah, you can get, I forgot what it's called.
Toxic shock syndrome.
You can
die from it. It's crazy.
Really?
Yes, yes.
How did you find out about this? Was it like Thanksgiving meal around the table or what?
My mom had to help her. So
when I first started,
when I was younger, she shared the story with me. So I was careful. I'm 27 now, but... When I first started, my mom shared that story. Like, be careful. You don't want to have that happen.
That's a pretty good safety tip.
Yeah. A lot of times people have to go to the hospital to get them out.
Yes. Woo. Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
You got something stuck in you. Extra points for the butt.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, not. But it was a switchblade in the leg.
A switchblade in the leg? How did that happen?
Long story short, if you hold the blade up to something, push the button, it knocks it off the track. Well, if you whip your wrist real quick, it'll re-engage it. My hand got sweaty, and the knife left my hand and wound up in my leg.
Stuck in your leg, and then what?
And I had to pull it out and then lie about it when I went to the emergency room.
Uh-huh. What did you say? I got stabbed in the leg by a little person?
Oh my God.
I said a very heavy knife fell off the counter when I was making a sandwich.
Oh, I'm sure they believe that.
Fell off the counter.
I don't think they did.
K-Rock, hello.
So I've gotten something stuck inside me.
All right, let's hear it. Extra points for the butt.
It ain't the butt, but it's at the other end.
Okay.
I got one of the, you know, like those things you use to clean out your ears, the Q-tips?
Yep.
At one point, I don't know why, but I thought it was a great idea to kind of use it to clean the pee hole. So I went ahead and started using it. And when I tried to pull it out, it got stuck. So I was like, okay, let me just try to pull a little bit harder. So when I pulled harder, the little cotton ball got stuck inside.
Oh, my God.
So the Q-tip part came out, except for the little cotton ball on the tip, which stayed there.
Yep, exactly.
Oh.
So what happened?
I had to go to the ER. So what I had to do was I had to end up going to get it a diaper and holding it there while I was in the ER. And they ended up going in with like a, I don't know what it was, very uncomfortable and pulling it out with like almost like tweezers.
Oh,
can I ask you a personal question? I think we're way past that, actually.
Yeah,
what kind of problems were you having that you were trying to clean it out?
I nothing that I know of. At the time, I just thought it was a good idea just to clean it.
You just wanted to get squeaky clean down there.
Yeah, just full tune-up.
Wow.
The full tune-up. We're talking about things you got stuck in your butt. In your body.
818, when I was 25, someone made me laugh so hard when I was eating lima beans. They went up my nasal passages and got stuck in there. I was able to blow some out, but some didn't come out for a year. I kept smelling something rotten. She was getting food poisoned, and then finally the ENTs caught it out.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, are you guys giving away MCR tickets today?
We are. We're doing it with telephone calls about things stuck in your body.
Oh, well, I shoot x-rays, and I've seen some interesting things in people's bodies.
What's the most interesting thing you've seen?
Probably like a glass bottle.
A glass bottle, like a beer bottle?
Yeah.
And like up someone's butt?
Oh, yeah.
And what was their cover story? What happened? They fell on
it's
it?
It's always the same story. I slipped and I fell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's always a lie, right? You laugh when they tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Something stuck in my butt.
Yep.
Yes!
Let's hear it.
One night, I had coffee, hot Cheetos, and I used to eat the sunflower seed shells.
Okay, so coffee, hot Cheetos, and sunflower seed shells.
And then the next morning, basically it was like a hard rock, and it took forever for me to It was like a rock with glass shards.
So it was like a projectile with glass.
Midday, my sister had to stick her finger and put a suppository up my butt.
Your sister put a suppository up your butt.
Yeah, and then like 20 minutes later, like it just all flushed out, and I was so relieved.
Isn't that something that you could do for yourself? Yes. Why is your sister?
I was so tired from sitting on the toilet all day. I couldn't like bend over to reach over.
Oh my goodness.
There's so many things wrong with this story. You were sitting on the toilet all day. How long?
I used to take my mom to work, so it was from like 6 in the morning. I just told her to take the car because I couldn't get out of the toilet. And then it was probably around like 2, 3 p.m.
Oh, wow. My God. Okay, how long ago was this?
This was a while back. I'd say like 6, 7 years ago.
Yep, 6, 7. And how old were you and how old was your sister?
My sister's 4 years older than me, so I was about 20. Oh, this was like 10 years ago. I was about 24, 25.
Be honest. Did you get a chubby?
Oh, my God.
No.
Come on. Be honest.
When she did it, she said, this is going to make us closer than ever.
She was right.
You're so lucky that she's in your life. Otherwise, you would still be on that toilet.
Oh, my God.
That was what we were looking for.
I would love to see a video of him explain. Adrian, are you there?
Yeah.
I would love to see a video of you laying on the floor spent trying to tell your sister what she needed to do for you.
Well, I was on the bed, but yeah, I was like, can you do this? And she's like, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Wait, so you were laying on the bed when this occurred?
Yeah, so I was on the toilet for most of the day. And then I couldn't, like, sit anymore, so I had to lay down for a little bit.
Oh, dude. And then you're just yelling for your sister, help me.
Well, she knew about it. Like, she knew because she was there that day. And so she's like, I guess I'll go get some suppositories for you.
You have the best sister ever. Is she there?
No, but I did call her and tell her. I think she's listening in. So.
Yeah, we're going to give her the tickets.
She's the real one.
What's her name?
Tanisha.
Tanisha, we're going to give you the tickets.
Yeah. She's a real MVP.
She's in Texas.
Okay.
All right, Adrian. She is the MVP. You're right.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You got the tickets to see MCR.
Thank you. I didn't even know I was going to win. I just heard something about stuff sticking your butt, and I was like, I have the best story.
You do have the best story, that's for sure. Foo Fighters are playing the Forum a week from tonight.
Woo! I am so freaking excited about this show. I love that it's also a benefit, which is great. And coming up at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be hooking you up with those tickets.